So Lenny, I've owned bow sight now for 20 years, and I know you've been in the archery industry for, geez, almost all your whole adult life. How there is a ton of misinformation that's especially since the internet with the forums, and I read things, whether that's on my forums or on other sites. You know, where people have these somehow, sometimes I would consider to be like really crazy ideas as far as front of center and fixed blade broadhead flights and everything. And I scratch my head saying that this can't possibly be true. I imagine you experience this a lot yourself, right?
Oh, all the time. I've seen some YouTube clips. This day of videos and YouTube clips, and everybody thinks they're an expert out there, and then they put out things, and they're actually doing a disservice to the viewers that's looking at those, and giving them some total misinformation. And sometimes it drives me nuts when I've seen some of those, because it. You know, it doesn't work, or it may have worked for them because the setup wasn't right to start with, and it got them to have a little bit better performance. But overall, there was tuning issues, which was really causing it, or wrong spine issue on the arrow, or wrong FOC they were trying to do with. It's mind-boggling, some of the things that I've seen out there.
How does someone that's not an expert like yourself, how do they, like, what recommendation would you have to wade through some of these things? Because if someone is struggling with fixed blade broadhead performance and arrow flight, and they tried everything, you know, like, how do you, what, like, what's your recommendation for them to cut through and you know, go to something that may work? I mean, do you recommend them just giving up and going to a pro shop, or should they just look at certain sources and not others? What's your recommendation?
My recommendation would be go ahead and contact a pro shop, a reputable pro shop that does two things. Not one that's been in business necessarily, and they're a four season shop, and archery's off in the corner, you know, and their so-called bow technician is 18 years old and been shooting a bow for 6 months, okay? You need somebody that caters to the archer, caters to good bow tuning, both in the target archery and then has a few years under their belt when it comes to various different bows and bow tuning. They just don't have, shot and played with one bow brand and one model. They've seen it all for a good number of years, and they usually can work through any of those type of problems. You know, they've got a good bow press, they paper tune, and then they paper tune at the various different distances, and they have a good understanding of all the different type of bows and bow rest that is out there. But that's the best way, because anybody anymore today can have a camera or their phone, make a YouTube and throw it up there, and there's some of them just so bad, it's just irritating to me, because it's just not giving the right information at all. I'm always a believer in a good reputable pro shop that they make their business on really taking care of the customers and pride themselves and be able to tune bows and select the proper arrows in broadheads for those setups to have them perform better.
And if
And there's
that,
some very good ones out there.
oh, I know there are. I know there are. And if that doesn't work, they can always call you, right?
That's true. Some do.
Well, we anticipate we'll have about 30,000 people listening to this review, so you might have a busy week.